Good morning.
It's an
honor to be back here in the Cantonese service to preach God's word. I think last time I was here, I think I made a promise to all of you. I think my promise was that I was going to learn more Cantonese words. I failed. He didn't even translate. See, I'm scanning the room right now to make sure Lucy's not here. Because she would definitely agree that my Cantonese is non-existent. Except for the dim sum food that I like. Anyway, no, it's good to be here. I've always felt comfortable being part of your family here. And thank you for just what Pastor Enoch and Esther has done and for you praying for their sabbatical. It's really neat to see all of you step up and serve while they're gone. This past week, I was reflecting on the years I've been in ministry. So far, it's 22 years and counting. And there's many things that you see in ministry. Especially as long as that. There are many dangers and pitfalls when it comes to following God. There's one in particular that I see often being used as an excuse, in my opinion. When God calls somebody, a number of people will use this reason. For not wanting to serve. And they would say something like this. Oh, I'm not equipped. Oh, I've never been discipled. Oh no, I'm the least of everyone here. No, God won't want to use me. Maybe you've heard some of this before. Maybe you've used some of these reasons before. I've used it. And I'm a pastor. I know how easy it is to just find an excuse not to serve God. But see, that's not how God operates. We think God waits for us until we are ready, and then we will serve. We think we have to go through all of these seminars and retreats and conferences before we are ready. We think we have to be at church for 70 plus years before we start to serve. That's not how God operates. He does not wait for us to tell him when we're ready. As a follower of Christ, God always sees you as ready. Whether you just came to know Jesus last week, whether you've been a Christian for so many years, when God calls you, he knows you're ready. Because it's going to be him that will make you ready. This morning we're going to read a passage in the book of Nehemiah. If you can, in fact, turn to your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 1. That's where we will be at this morning. I love the book of Nehemiah. many people would see Nehemiah as the book of leadership. A lot of key concepts you can learn on how to be a more effective leader for God. Here was a person called Nehemiah.
现在有个人, Nehemiah.
By all accounts, he was living his life on his own. He was just doing what he was called to do. Until God decides to intervene. And when God intervenes,
当神是参与的时候,
be ready.
准备好,
because again, he does not want you to say, oh, I'm not ready yet, God.
因为神不会说, 我未准备好,
when God calls you,
当神呼召你的时候,
he wants us to say, yes, I am ready.
他会是希望你说,
so let's start in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1.
尼希米记一章一节,
let me read from verses 1 to 3 first.
让我说一至三节,
the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. Now it happened in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susa, the capital, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came with certain men from Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who escaped, who had survived the exile, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant there in the province who had survived the exile is in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are destroyed by fire.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达士西年王以十年，基斯流月，我在书山城的宫中。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹太来。我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。他们对我说：那些被掳回剩下的人在犹太省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
If you never studied Nehemiah, you might be wondering, what is going on here?
如果你从来没看过尼希米记, 你可能想发生什么事呢?
So let me give you some background.
我给少少资料大家。
Nehemiah asked how the people in Jerusalem were doing.
尼希米他问究竟人在耶路撒冷发生了有什么情况?
Why is he curious about the people in Jerusalem?
为什么他这么关心耶路撒冷的人呢?
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know how the Israelites have been very disobedient to God.
如果大家是很认识旧约的时候, 大家应该会知道以色列人是多不听神话。
In fact, you can call it a broken record.
你可以说它是破纪录。
The Israelites will continuously disobey God over and over again.
以色列人是不断不断地去不听神话。
They would sin against him.
他会犯罪。
God will punish them.
神罚他。
They would cry and go back to God and seek for forgiveness.
然后他们呼求,
God would graciously forgive them.
神原谅他,
and guess what?
然后怎样呢?
They'll do the same thing again.
他们又做同一个事情,
they will fall into sin.
继续犯罪,
disobey God.
继续不听神话,
God punishes them.
神罚他,
they seek for his forgiveness.
要求赦免,
he forgives them.
神罚,
start all over.
然后又再是这样下去了。
If you were God,
如果你是神,
there might be a certain point where you finally get tired of it.
我相信你都会有一段时间会顶不顺,
and God had always warned them
神不断地提醒他们,
that he cannot lead a people like this.
神不可以带领一些这样的人,
that it will come a time
有一段,
if they choose not to be faithful to him,
当他们选择不听从神的话,
that he will allow other nations to conquer them.
神是会容许其他的国家去征服他们。
And that's exactly what happened.
就是这样发生了。
After a while, God decided not to say, forgive them anymore.
过了一段时间, 神决定了不可以再原谅他们了。
So in 586 BC, God sends the Babylonians to come and destroy the nation of Israel.
所以就在公元586年, 神就差派了巴比伦去征服了他们了。
The temple was destroyed.
圣殿被毁。
The walls of Jerusalem were destroyed.
城墙被毁,
and most of the people of Israel were brought into exile to Babylon.
大多数的以色列人就是这样去被掳去了。
A few stayed, but most were taken to a new land.
有一些留下，但大部分人都已经是被人去拎，即是搬走了。
But it's been amazing how God continues to chase after his people even after this incident.
但是 很奇妙，神是继续这样去跟着这些人，虽然他们离开。
40 years after this situation,
40年之后，
God sends another nation to conquer Babylon.
神就差派另一个国家去征服了巴比伦。
He sends the Persians to come and destroy the Babylonians.
他就用波斯去征服巴比伦。
And by God's grace, the king of Persia allowed the Israelites to go back home.
神的恩典，波斯王竟然是愿意让以色列人回家了。
They were allowed to go back home and rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
他们被他们回去他们国家去重建。
So a number of them went back.
有些人回去。
But a number of them remained where they were.
但也有很多的人是留在他们原来的地方。
Because they've gotten used to the new life, right?
因为他们已经习惯了他们的生活了，是吧？
They've settled down in the new land.
他们就这样是留下了。
Obviously, they started intermarrying other people.
咁好明顯，佢哋可能都同即係本地嘅人結婚啊，咁樣啦。
So even though some went, many remained where they were.
雖然有啲人嚟翻返去佢嘅國家，但係好多人都留翻喺度。
30 years after the decree is where we are at now.
30年，即係咁樣嘅頒布之下，就係今日我哋睇嘅經文啦。
Nehemiah remained in the new land.
尼希米仲喺即係出邊嘅地方。
It's been 140 years after Babylon came and destroyed Jerusalem.
已经是140年，即是巴比伦去征服这个耶路撒冷。
In fact, Nehemiah was never ever lived in Israel. He was born in exile.
而实际上，尼希米从来都没有在耶路撒冷生活过，他一直都在出边出世。
And yet he still had ties to Israel because he was a Jew.
但他跟这个以色列是有个关系，因为他是以色列人。
So he was asking some people who came from Jerusalem, "How is it going? How are my people?"
所以佢就问喺耶路撒冷嚟嘅人，究竟耶路撒冷而家系咩情况呢
？And the report wasn't good.
佢嘅结果个新闻个消息唔系咁好。
In fact, again in verse 3, it says they are in great trouble and shame.
而我哋就睇到第三节讲到佢哋有好大嘅困难。
Specifically, the wall of Jerusalem is still broken.
特别系城墙依然系被毁嘅。
And its gates are destroyed by fire.
城门亦都系被火焚烧咗。
Now you might be wondering right now. Well, who is this Nehemiah then?
咁你会好奇怪，究竟呢个系尼希米系边一个咧
？He must be very concerned about his own people. Why?
佢一定系好关心佢哋自己嘅人啦。
Oh, he must be like a prominent official now.
可能佢系一个好紧要嘅人。
Maybe he's some mighty officer of the Persian army.
话唔定佢系一个波斯嘅好犀利嘅军官。
Maybe he's somebody who has authority, and maybe he could change things.
可能佢有权有势，可以做到好多嘢。
As a reader of Nehemiah, you must be encouraged that he is interested in what's happening back in a home that he's never been to.
我哋睇呢个经文，睇到佢对于佢哋嘅家园系好有兴趣。
Before we read on.The rest of the chapter, I need to bring you all the way down to the end of chapter 1.
我睇呢段经文之前，我哋将大家请大家留意下呢段经文嘅最尾嗰节。
Because it's going to tell us who Nehemiah is.
会话俾我哋听尼希米系咩嘅人。
The last sentence of verse 11.
最后一句第十一节。
Now I was the cupbearer to the king.
我是作王酒政的。
Now I was the cupbearer to the king.
我是作王酒政的。
No, Nehemiah was not a man of authority.
不是，耶希米不是有权有势的人。
No, Nehemiah cannot just walk out and do whatever he wants.
耶希米不是一个出来做什么都可以的人。
He was a cupbearer to the king of Persia.
他是波斯王的酒政。
What is a cupbearer?
酒政做什么呢？
Simple meaning is that a cupbearer is the one who tastes all the wine before the king drinks it, just to make sure it's good.
简单讲，酒政就系王饮酒之前，佢试一试好唔好味。
To make sure it's not poisonous.
亦都試下嗰啲酒有冇毒。
To make sure that when the king drinks it, he will feel good.
等王飲嘅時候，王係會覺得好好嘅。
So he actually had a pretty important job.
佢都好緊要嘅。
And that was his job.
呢個就係佢工作。
To be the cupbearer to the king.
就係作王酒政嘅。
But.
但係。
That's all he was.
就係咁啦。
He is to submit to the king all the time.
佢係要聽王嘅話。
He has to be next to the king all the time.
佢喺王嘅隔離。
He cannot choose what he wants to do the next day or the day after.
佢唔可以諗話聽日我做乜，後日我做乜。
He cannot complain about his job. This is his job. This is his one and only job.
工作唔可以有投訴。
And this is something, for all we know, he's been doing for many years.
就係佢就係咁樣做咗好多年。
He is not a man of authority.
佢唔係有權有勢嘅人。
He's not a man of influence.
佢對出邊嘅人係冇影響力嘅。
He is not a man that could make an impact.
佢唔係一個對於一個國家有影響嘅人。
He was just a cupbearer to the king.
只不過係一個王嘅酒政。
So why would the cupbearer of the king be so concerned about Israel?
點解王嘅酒政對佢嘅以色列咁關心呢？
Now, understandably, they are his people.
我哋明白係佢嘅人。
And maybe he's just curious.
話唔定佢真係好奇啦。
Maybe we read through the first three verses and Nehemiah only wanted to know what was happening.
話唔定我睇完一至三節，尼希米淨係想知下發生咩事啫。
Maybe all he was interested in were the gossips.
話唔定係即係純粹係即係同人傾下偈啊，即係閒談咁咯。
But see, behind the scene, God is working.
但我哋睇到背後神係喺度作緊工。
Nehemiah might think that he's only a cupbearer.
尼希米可能覺得佢係一個酒政。
Nehemiah might think that all he can do is inside this box that the world gave him.
Nehemiah 可能以為佢嘅能力範圍只係一個盒裏邊咁細嘅地方。
Not God.
唔係神。
You see, when God saw Nehemiah, he did not see a cupbearer.
神睇佢唔係咁樣。
When God saw Nehemiah,
當神睇尼希米，
he saw the person who will rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
佢睇尼希米係一個會重建城牆嘅人。
And if you read the rest of the book of Nehemiah, you will learn that that came to fruition.
而當你繼續睇尼希米嘅，你會發現真係後尾係真係咁樣發生咗。
But I want us to remain in chapter 1 because I want us to identify with Nehemiah.
但係我哋今日想睇第一章，因為想大家去能夠認同下尼希米。
You are a cupbearer.
你係做酒政嘅。
God comes into your life and calls you to do something radically different.
神突然間有一日走埋嚟同你講，要你做嘅同你平日做嘅完全唔同。
It's not like he's asking you to move to another king and be that new king's cupbearer.
唔係話我有個新王，你去幫佢做酒政啦，做幫佢做得啦。
He's calling you out of your comfort zone into something that is new and different.
佢要你做一啲完全你唔覺得舒服嘅嘢，去做一啲新嘅事情。
Will you do it?
你會唔會做咧
？What will it take for you to do it?
點樣你先肯做咧？
Do you think it's possible that you could actually be called from a cupbearer to an official that will completely change a city?
會唔會係由一個酒政去完全去做一個角色係完全改變曬局勢
？The rest of Nehemiah chapter 1, he starts to pray to God.
我哋睇第一章，我其他嘅部分會睇到佢向神祈禱。
And it's in his prayer that we see a number of key leadership.Concepts about how what it means, what it looks like to follow God's calling.
而我哋就从佢嘅祈祷当中去学习一啲领导，亦都系点样去跟从神。
He hears a bad report about Jerusalem.
佢听到耶路撒冷嘅坏消息。
The wall is still in shambles.
城墙仍然系拆毁。
And now he's sensing God calling him.
佢感受到神呼召佢啦。
Whereas maybe I would have just ignored the report and continue to be a cupbearer.
如果是我，可能听完之后就由佢啦。
Nehemiah decided to engage in it.
尼希米决定佢一定要跟进。
So there are some key highlights that I want to make in this prayer.
所以喺呢个祈祷里边有几个亮点想同大家分享。
First one, verse 4.
第一个。
As soon as I heard these words, I sat down. And wept and mourned for days. And I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷，说。
That is so strange for a cupbearer to respond like that.
作为一个酒政咁样去回应，系有啲奇怪，系咪？
Imagine he takes a break and he's talking to the people who gave him a report.
你谂下，有啲人同佢讲完呢个消息之后，咁样。
The king of Persia is waiting for him to come back and work.
皇帝谂住佢倾完就翻嚟啦。
Next, he finds out that Nehemiah is actually praying.
点知发现佢喺度祈紧祷。
But not just a regular prayer.
仲要唔系一般嘅祈祷。
He's weeping and mourning for days.
佢系咁样系哭泣咁样喊几日。
There was something about the report that made Nehemiah, that compelled Nehemiah to respond in such a personal way.
有啲咁嘅坏消息系令到呢个尼希米去一个有咁嘅反应，咁个人嘅反应。
That's the first thing I want to highlight this morning.
呢样就系第一样想同大家分享嘅。
When God calls you,
当神呼召你嘅时候
，it will take all of you to be involved.
是令到你要全人去参与。
You're not just praying.
你不是只是祈祷。
You're invested.
你是要花你的全人。
You are crushed.
你是完全是好像被人。
You are weeping.
是哭。
You are mourning.
是在那里悲哀。
You are on your knees.
跪低。
The fact that he responded in prayer is already significant.
而实际上他这样去用祈祷回应也是很重要。
That he responded in this way tells us that Nehemiah was engaged.
他这样回应，你看到他 是很专心地参与。
He was not going to let this bad report disappear.
他不会将这个消息就这样由他过去再去就算。
Did you know how long he prayed?
你猜他祈祷多久呢？
Verse 4, it tells us 4 days, but it's actually much longer.
这里讲到几日，但其实是更加久。
In verse 1 of chapter 1, it tells us we are in the month of Chislev.
在第一节会讲到一个时间，在亚撒西年二十年。
If you read chapter 2, it will tell you that we are at the month of Nisan.
如果你在第二章，你会看到是尼散月。
If you read chapter 2, that's when Nehemiah asks the king if he could go and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
你在第二章会知道是他跟神说，我可以回我的祖国，行不行？
You know how long is the month of Chislev from the month of Nisan?
你估由呢一度讲嘅月份去到第二章嘅月份隔咗几耐咧？
4 months.
4个月。
4 months of praying.
4个月嘅祈祷。
4 months of weeping.
4个月嘅哭泣。
4 months of mourning.
4个月嘅伤心。
4 months of being devastated by what he heard regarding Jerusalem.
4个月完全系个人崩溃咗。
4 months of a person realizing his calling is to do something different.
4个月令到佢知道呢个系神嘅呼召。
Even though the world is going to tell him you're just a cupbearer,
虽然世界同话讲你只不过系酒政啫。
And maybe Nehemiah on occasion would tell himself, I'm just a cupbearer.
话唔定啊，尼希米都话我只不过少少嘅酒政。
I'm not even a military official.
我都唔系军官。
I'm not even a political official.
又唔系政要。
How in the world can a cupbearer rebuild a wall of a city?
有乜可能一个酒政可以重建城墙？
All I know how to do is drink wine.
我饮下酒。
All I know how to do is pass wine to the king.
帮神去搬下酒。
All I know how to do is just to chit chat with the king, make sure he's happy.
同王倾下偈，等佢开心下。
Do you hear your voice in that?
你觉唔觉得其实你都会讲啲咁嘅嘢咧？
I hear my voice.
我觉得我会咁讲喎。
I hear it when God calls me to do something.
神叫我做事情。
And that's how I respond.
我好多时都咁回应。
Oh God, I'm just a pastor.
神，我只不过小牧师嚟嘅。
I really don't know what to do.
我唔知点做。
I mean, we have everyone else here. They're working out there. They know the world. I don't. I'm just here.
周围大把人做，我唔识。
I do it too.
我都系咁。
I find every excuse in the book not to do God's will.
我完全懂得怎样去跟神讲不做神的事。
I don't get invested like this.
我不会有这样的情况。
I've been in ministry for 22 plus years now, moving forward.
我是侍奉了神二十多年。
I will hear many more bad news.
我听了很多坏新
闻。I will hear many more bad reports.
很多不好的消息。
Will I be disengaged?
我会不会这样参与法呢？
Church,
弟兄姊妹，
God is calling us to be engaged.
神叫我们一定要参与。
When we see the brokenness of this world,
当我们看到这个世界的情况，
God calls us to be engaged.
神叫到我们一定要参与。
Not to ignore,
不是去不理。
Not to shrug your shoulders.
不是缩缩膊头。
Not to say, oh well, what can I do?
不是说，哦，不知道做什么好。
Every day, we see and experience the bad reports.
每日都有这样的声音。
And we know the brokenness that has been hurting so many people around us.
我们看到周围很多人都很需要帮忙。
And God's calling each one of us to rebuild.
神叫我们要重建。
First thing we see here in verse 4, the engagement of Nehemiah to the cause.
我们就看由第四节可以看到尼希米怎样去参与。
The second thing Nehemiah does is he remembers who God is.
第二样就是尼希米认识到神是怎样的神。
Starting in verse 5.
第五节。
And I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for the people of Israel, your servants. Stop halfway in verse 6.
Okay. 耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷。
Here was a man who never lived in Jerusalem.
他是一个从来没有在耶路撒冷住过的人。
Here was a man that was never lived, not born in Israel.
他不在以色列出世。
He was born in exile.
他在被俘虏的国家出世。
He was taught not just about God, but about everything else.
他在那边是受的教育是说不是教神，是教其他的东
西。Nehemiah would have every reason to not call on God.
尼希米有很多的原因，他不需要向神呼求。
Yet he calls on God.
但是他向神呼求。
And he remembers who God is.
他记得神是怎样的神。
God, you're great.
神，你是大而可畏的。
God, you're awesome.
你是很伟大。
God, you keep your covenant.
你守约。
Every promise you make to your people, you keep.
所有的应许你都是可以 keep 得住。
God, your love is steadfast for us.
神，你的爱是慈爱。
Never changes.
永不改变。
God, your ears are attentive to us.
神，你的耳是听到我们。
Your eyes are open towards our situation.
你的眼睇得到我们的情况。
Here was a man who by all accounts should not know God this well, who calls on this God.
这个本来是不应该认识神的人，他可以懂得这样呼求神。
Because Nehemiah knew that if this is going to work, it's going to have to be all God.
因为他知道如果可以做得到，是一定要有这样的神才行。
Nehemiah is already reflecting on who he is.
你想想他自己是怎样的光景。
There is no way he can figure all of this out on his own.
他没有可能自己做得到这件事。
But he believes in a God who is great and awesome, who could do it for him.
但是他相信这位大而可畏的神就做得到了。
So he spends time to recognize who God is.
所以他花时间认识神是怎样的神。
So church, how often do we spend time recognizing who God is in our life?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们花多少时间去思考神是在我们的生命当中是怎样的神呢？
How often do we pause and recognize the awesomeness and greatness of our Lord?
我们有几可花时间去想一想神是多么大而可畏呢？
To believe in faith that he could use you to change this world forever.
亦都相信这位神可以用你去改变这个世界。
Do you believe in faith that God can call you to rebuild a wall just like Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem?
你信不信神会叫你好像尼希米这样去重建城墙呢？
With God, all things are possible.
神里面是什么都可以做得到。
But we've got to live a life where we recognize his greatness each and every moment.
只要我们明白神是每一个时候都是这么大而可畏。
In those moments when you try to figure life out on your own,
当我哋喺我哋生活当中要面对一啲嘅困难
，God will be nowhere to be seen.
我哋睇唔到神。
We spend too much of our effort trying to figure out how to deal with our situations.
我哋成日要谂一啲方法点样去解决我哋嘅问题。
Instead of getting on our knees and recognizing the great and awesome God.
反而我哋冇跪低嚟明白到呢位大而可畏嘅神。
I'm not just asking you to develop that in your life.
我唔系净系话嗌你去即系发展呢个习惯。
I'm asking you to believe that in faith.
我同你讲，你要相信呢件事。
If our church is called by God to rebuild lives,
如果我哋所有嘅弟兄姊妹都俾神呼召去重建生命
，If our church is called to rebuild and draw those who do not know Jesus into a relationship with Him,
叫到我哋每一位都将一啲未信主嘅人去带嚟佢神身边。
If you truly believe that our church could make a difference in our city,
如果你相信神可以用我哋去改变呢个城市
，recognize God，
睇我哋要睇到神。
Don't recognize yourself，
唔好净系睇自己。
God forbid, don't recognize your pastors，
唔好净系睇牧师。
Don't give applause to one another，
唔好净系睇我哋周围嘅人。
Praise God，
我哋赞美神。
Worship God。
敬拜神
glorify God,
荣耀神
honor Him,
荣耀祂
just like what Nehemiah did.
就好似尼希米今日咁样
He acknowledges the greatness of God.
他明白到神的大而可畏
because he understood God is the only one who could work in and through Him.
因为他看到只有神才可以令到他做到这些事
So we learned that Nehemiah was engaged.
我们明白到尼希米是投入的
We learned that Nehemiah spent the time recognizing who God is.
我哋睇到尼希米花时间理解神系点样嘅神。
Third one, Nehemiah takes personal ownership of the situation.
第三系尼希米佢愿意去攞佢一个嘅个人嘅负责任。
Second half, starting the second half of verse 6.
第六之后下半段。
Confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you.Verse 7. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the rules that you commanded your servant Moses.
第六之后半段，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。第七节，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你藉着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
I think I forgot the last sentence of verse 6. It says, Even I, Nehemiah, and my father's house have sinned.
我都忘記了最尾第六節最尾嗰句，我與我父家都有罪了。
Look, of all the people who could have found an excuse not to be blamed, it would be Nehemiah.
所以大家睇到，如果要揾藉口，絕對尼希米有絕對原因去揾藉口。
He had nothing to do with the sins of his ancestors.
以色列人犯嘅罪，尼希米完全冇關。
That was their fault.
是人家的问题。
They were the ones who disobeyed God.
是他们不听神话。
And that is why we're in exile.
所以我们就被掳了。
And that's why they're having problems rebuilding the nation.
所以就是他们有问题咯，他们建立不到国家咯。
Not my fault.
不是我。
I was born here.
我在这里出世。
I've been living outside of Israel.
我在以色列出面出世。
Can't blame me. I didn't do anything wrong.
不可以怪我。
And yet Nehemiah takes ownership.
但是尼希米在这里他愿意他负责。
He says that the sins of his forefathers
他说他的祖先的罪
are his sins.
是他的罪。
You see that?
看不到?
The sins of his people that what they did in the past are his sins also.
这些他们的祖先犯的罪在他身上他愿意去承担。
Someone who is ready to take up God's calling will take ownership.
一个人准备好，他愿意去承担责任。
They will not find any reasons not to do it.
他不会找原因不做。
We see here in Nehemiah a man who is humble and willing to take responsibility.
我们看到尼希米这里是谦卑，愿意去承担责任的人。
Church,
弟兄姊妹
let's take ownership.
承担责任。
Maybe our church in particular, maybe we didn't do anything.
可能我们教会没做什么事。
But we need to take ownership of what the universal church, what's happening.
但我哋要为到我哋周围嘅教会做嘅事情去承担责任。
All the brokenness and sin that still corrupts the church today.
喺教会好多嘅不堪，我哋都系要承担责任。
We need to take ownership of what's happening with our sisters and brothers in Christ.
我哋要承担一啲弟兄姊妹嘅过错。
By Nehemiah taking ownership, it allows him to take ownership of rebuilding the wall.
因为尼希米愿意承担呢个责任，佢就可以建立呢个城墙。
It is now his story.
而家变咗系佢嘅故事啦。
It is now his narrative.
系佢嘅讲嘅故仔。
It is now his life.
就系佢嘅生命啦。
Yes, for many years he's been a cupbearer inside the king's throne.
系好多年佢系王嘅酒政。
But God saw him way beyond that.
但系神睇佢系远远超过呢样。
That will extend outside of the Persian throne.
绝对系超越呢个波斯嘅王王位。
That will extend outside of the boundaries of Persia.
绝对超过波斯嘅国家。
God sees Nehemiah way beyond that, all the way to Israel.
神睇到尼希米系远远远远去到以色列。
In fact, Nehemiah reminds himself.Of who the people of God were to God.
而尼希米喺度提醒翻以色列人喺神眼中系点样嘅。
Starting in verse 8 to verse 11.
第八至十一节。
Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, "If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them."Though your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name dwell there. They are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servants, to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name.And give success to your servant today, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man.
第八节开始，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，遵守遵行我的诫命，你们被驱散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。这都是你的仆人。你的百姓就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的，主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。
Nehemiah remembers who this God is.
尼希米记得呢个神系点样样嘅。
He is the God who will forgive if his people repent and follow him.
呢个神愿意。宽恕一啲悔改嘅民。
Nehemiah understood this God who forgives and who chooses to use them for His glory.
尼希米明白呢个神会选择去原谅，然后使去为到呢嘅人去荣耀佢。
So he's almost like reminding God again, God continue to be God.
所以好似系佢提醒翻神，神你继续做你嘅神嘅事情啦。
I know you have been disappointed at us.
我知道你对我哋好失望。
I know we have sinned against you.
我知道我哋对你犯咗罪。
I know time and time again we have gone against you.
我知道我哋不断咁嘅犯罪。
I'm sorry.
对唔住。
We are sorry.
我哋都对唔住。
We want to change.
我哋愿意改。
We want to be different.
我哋愿意有不一样。
Because I know you're calling us to do something much greater than what we think we're doing right now.
因为我知道你要叫我哋做一啲比而家更加更加大嘅事情。
In as much as we want to just be cupbearers.
当我哋好似好想做吸呢个酒政嘅时候
，God, I know you're calling all of us to get outside.
神，你叫我哋离开我哋个 comfort 嗰个岗位
，to no longer be cupbearers.
再唔系酒政
，to no longer remain where it's comfortable.
再唔系喺我哋舒服嘅岗位里边
，to no longer remain where it's safe and secure.
再唔系一个好安全嘅地方。
You're calling us to places of brokenness.
你将我哋挤喺破碎当中。
And you're calling us to rebuild.
叫我哋去重建。
And you're calling us to draw people into your presence.
叫我哋将人去带到你身边。
And church, that is called the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是福音
了。That's exactly what the gospel does.
这个就是福音做的事。
Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the gospel redeems and restores people.
透过主的死和复活，神就是这样去拯救了我们。
That the gospel is in the business of rebuilding new lives.
福音是重建生命。
And we are Nehemiah.
我们都是尼希米。
And wherever we think we are safe and comfortable, that's not what, where God wants us to be.
当我们觉得我们现在很舒服的时候，很明显神不是想我们在这个岗位里面。
This is calling us outside to the rubbles to share the gospel of Jesus to those who don't know him.
他叫到我们去到一些颓垣败瓦的地方去分享福音。
That is our mission.
这个就是我们的使命。
Let us not forget it.
我们不要忘记。
Let us not forget it.
不要忘记。
So when we are before God,
当我们在神的面前,
and God is asking us, Art, are you ready?
神叫我们说, 跟我说, 啊, 你是预备好没?
My answer is yes.
答案是, 是的。
Do I have all the resources? No.
我有没有足够的资源呢?
Am I, do I feel like I am best equipped at this moment? No.
我是装备好呢? 没。
Do I have all the...Do I fully understand the Bible inside and out? No.
我明白所有圣经，不是。
God, you're calling me?
神，你叫我做。
And my answer is yes.
我就做了。
And I will be engaged with you, God.
我要衷心咁投入。
I will trust in you that you will open all the right doors.
我相信神，你会开所有需要嘅门。
And give me the faith to walk through those doors.
亦都俾我足够嘅信心入去经过呢啲嘅门。
To be beautiful feet of the gospel，
福音系美丽嘅。
To the people around us，
去到周围嘅人。
To our neighbors who do not know Jesus，
去到所有唔识耶稣嘅地方。
In this city where thousands of people do not know Christ at all，
喺呢个城市有千千万万嘅人唔识耶稣。
That maybe each one of us as disciples of Jesus。
可能我们都是可以做一个神的门徒
will truly be the beautiful feet of the gospel.
做这个美好的脚踪
But it starts in Nehemiah 1.
但是我们从尼希米开始
Where we come before God.
我们来到神的面前
God gives us a calling.
神给我们呼召
And we say yes.
我们说好
And let me give you a preview if you've never studied Nehemiah before.
我给少少大家看如果大家没看过尼希米的给少少大家一个
Four months later he asks for permission.
四个月去攞呢个permission。
Around 50 to 60 days after that，
50 to 60 days之后
，the wall gets rebuilt。
个城墙就系咁样建立啦。
All because of a man，
完全系一个人
，who chooses to follow God，
去选择跟从神
，rather than choosing what's safe for him。
而唔選擇佢嘅安樂窩。
ACC
嘅弟兄姊妹
，We are not here to play safe。
我哋唔係想係安全嘅咁樣去做。
We are not here to be comfortable。
我哋唔需要去咁整，我哋唔應該係準備係舒服。
And I speak for myself as well。
亦都呢句話同我自己講。
We are called to be in the rubbles。
我哋要去到去回辦嘅當中。
Say yes。
我哋願意啦，講願意啦。
Say you are available。
讲我哋系愿意去做啦。
Let's pray。
我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, our theme for our church this year is faithful to your faithfulness。
天父，我哋教会今年嘅主题系你嘅信实。
As disciples of Jesus, we know what that means。
我哋作为主耶稣嘅门徒，我哋明白嘅意思。
Your faithfulness to all of humanity that you died for us。
你的信实对于我们全人类，你为到我们而死。
And through your resurrection, you have been victorious over sin and death.
透过你的复活，你的得胜于 死亡。
Your victory gives your church a calling to make disciples of all nations.
你的得胜让到我们教会是 去到全世上去作见证，作主门徒。
Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
耶路撒冷耶路撒冷撒瑪利亞去到地極。
You are calling us to the rubbles.
你叫我哋去到頹垣敗瓦當中。
You are calling us to the brokenness.
叫到我哋去到破碎當中。
You are calling us to people who do not know you, Jesus.
叫到我哋去到一啲唔识主耶稣嘅地方嘅人。
May we respond like Nehemiah？
愿意我哋都跟耶希米一样嘅回应。
To say yes and to be available。
同你讲愿意，亦都话俾神你听，我哋有时间。
We understand that we cannot do it on our own。
我哋知道靠我哋自己做唔到。
That apart from you, God, we cannot accomplish anything。
离了你，我们就不能做什么。
But through your calling，
透过你嘅呼召
，through your strength，
透过你嘅能力
，and by your authority，
用你嘅权能
，we can do all things。
我哋可以做一切
，through Christ who strengthens us，
通过主嘅能力。
God may ACC be a church that truly lives for you and for you alone。
主愿意 ACC 系愿意为你而活。
Challenge us to know how we can share the gospel。
挑战我哋点样去分享福音
？To those who do not know you。
去一啲唔认识你嘅人嘅地方。
Thank you, God, for who you are。
感谢神，你。
Thank you for your love。
感谢你嘅爱。
In your name we pray。
奉主名求。
Amen。
Amen。